Keith, I did say on air recently that this is a Rochdale side that has had a fantastic season in the top six, but after a great run of form, can have a bit of a stumble like most top teams do, and that was the case against Oxford, wasn't it?
I think we can't look beyond the bottom line where we got beat, but the reasons why we got beat weren't just about the performance. You know, we do a lot of integral planning. But there was a lot of key players missing today, but I am expecting a better response from the players who went in. But I half understand some of the performances. I don't understand, and I will never understand, mistakes, individual mistakes, which have probably cost us today. But again, we've got to be careful, you know, and I will say this because I've been here a long time in two different spells, and I'm really pleased with the way that we're making progress. And you know, in comparison to other teams and football clubs in this league, we are well in front of ourselves, and I'm really pleased about that. So there's no mini wobble, there's no wobble, there's no inconsistencies. We've had a great season, 45 points, and we'll continue to try our best to win football matches.
What I meant to say in that first question was that it's a Rochdale side also that bounces back very quickly and ably as well.
Yeah, we have done. I think the performance lacked any real sort of mojo today. Last week we had the mojo.
It happens, doesn't
yeah,
it?
I don't know how, because even the players who come in today would train at max pace, but there's nothing that beats playing football matches. So I can understand, you know, the players who've been out for some time, you know, probably not being as sharp, and they'll get the sharpness by playing and training the right way, and that's our intent as we go into next week's fixture against Huddersfield, which is a great game for us.
I guess you put this one to bed very, very quickly, and all thoughts now do actually turn to Saturday.
Well, yeah, I'm very good at putting things to bed, you know, putting things into perspective. You know, we've all got ambition, and rightly so, you know, but they shouldn't be monetary ambitions where, yeah, listen, for us to get what we want, we have to spend money. No, we'll do it with man hours, we'll do it with time, we'll do it with time on the training pitch, and, you know, improving individually and collectively. But, listen, I can put things to bed quite easily, you know, and move on. And that's what I intend to do. You know, I've said it before, the past is a great place to live for a lot of people, you know. And, you know, I played in the same time side as Derek Fazakli, and, you know, it was nice to see him today. But, you know, them days have gone. It's about, you know, the next game, and we're marching on into the next game very quickly on the training pitch. There was no over-analysing in the changing rooms after the game. I just said that there's no need to, you know, and we'll be in on Monday training.
One of the first games I covered for BBC Radio Manchester was in fact Rochdale versus Leeds at the same stage of the FA Cup several years ago. Do you think you can replicate that? You won 2-0 that day?
I don't see why not. I do not see why not. We've got great enthusiasm for a sustained, you know, cup run, you know, but they're a very good side. But, you know, I suppose we'll be the underdogs, and it'll be brilliant. Listen, we've been beaten at home for the first time. I can't remember how many times. I think we won 10 on the back at home, you know, in the league. So
that's correct, yeah.
It just happens. You know, these things do happen. It's football.
Yeah.
But with respect to next week, we're probably the underdogs. But we have to be better, a lot better than we were today against Huddersfield.
And finally, it'd be great to see the Crown Oil Arena fuller than it usually is, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Absolutely superb. And, you know, I think we've generated our own success through the Cup, and it'd be brilliant for it to be as close to full as we possibly could be.